Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amron. I need to advise you that this is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Here to file a claim.
You're filing a new unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the Social Security number?
It's 423-512-113.
First and last name?
Hoboken.
First?
Peyton.
Date of birth?
9/25/2000.
And your mother's maiden name?
Jackson.
Okay. It'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to complete your claim, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that number?
Nine 6 2 7 1 4 4.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
This is going to be a checking or savings account?
Checking.
What's that rider number?
100.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm finding it.
Okay.
It is 0311012279.
That account number?
169134386591.
Okay, what's that mailing address on file?
274 Cody Road.
City, state, and zip?
36274. Roanoke, Alabama.
What's that telephone number on file, starting with the area code?
334-947-7753.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some randomly generated security questions to ask you, okay?
Yes, sir.
In what county do you currently live? Lawrence, Coffee, Bullock, Randolph, or none of the above?
Randolph.
Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Anatomic clinical pathology, critical care, neurodevelopmental disabilities, pharmacy technician, or none of the above?
None of the above.
In which of the following states does Jonathan Overton currently live or own property? Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, South Carolina, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this person.
Alabama.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No one.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
Thursday. Last Thursday.
So the 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ten.
I couldn't hear you.
Twenty.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$15.
Okay. What was that job title that you were working?
What's your job title? You working at?
I'm a twister operator.
And what was that company that you were working for?
Mohawk, Roanoke Mills.
Can I have a phone number for that employer?
I'm having a look at it.
Okay.
One two five six. No, I'm sorry. 1863.
1863.
I'm going.
Just hold on. So is it 256?
Yeah.
1 8.
Hold on. Oh. No, hold on a second. I'm having to look it up. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're fine.
I'm sorry, we're having a hard time here.
You're fine. What city and state was it in?
It's Roanoke,
North Alabama.
Okay, I have it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's the area you call for Roanoke?
36274.
That's a zip code.
Oh, my bad.
334.
334, my bad.
Okay. And what was your start date with them?
August 16th of 2021.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And what's the reason that you're no longer working for them?
Laid off.
And what was the reason of the discharge?
I don't understand it. What?
What was the reasoning of the discharge?
They said they backed up. The yarn was backed up, and they had to lay people off, and they got it going again or something.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I'm not.
And do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
You remember your PIN number from last time you filed? PIN number. Yeah, you filed before way back then. You don't need your PIN number.
No, ma'am.
Okay, I can reset that for you.
Okay.
That PIN number is 1300.
Okay.
The easy way for you to remember that is that it's the last two digits of your social security number and the last two digits of your birth year.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And that's where you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you would like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. All right. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
Thank you.